So, without further ado, Councillor Jane Rutter.
Thank you very much. Thank you, John. Very kind of you to invite me back to Winchester Talking Newspaper. I don't know, how did we both be here last year? Maybe, I don't know how that worked, because
I'm down here, I know I listen to Ian speak.
I listen to Ian speak as well. Anyway, David was my deputy.
I'm down here somewhere, yes.
Yes, yes. So maybe it was just after we swapped over. Anyway, thank you very much for inviting me to talk to you this afternoon. I'll try and keep it as brief as I can, and then we can have some questions at the end. Now, there should be two items making their way round between you. Somebody's holding on to both of them. Splendid. No, so hands up if you haven't seen either of the book of photographs or the badge. You have seen the photo. Have you seen the badge?
Yes.
You have. Wonderful. Okay. Pass the book round then. Lovely. Thank you very much.
Only it's just a book of photographs.
No, I haven't. That's because you haven't been to one of my events.
I know what it's
embarrassing having to talk about my year as mayor when I've got the current mayor sitting there who's had a whole year himself.
Who loves it a bit. So we work very well together.
He's going to heckle all the way through, so that's fine.
What is it?
So first of all, how do you become mayor of Winchester? Well, first of all, you need to be an elected member of the council. So, as John said, I was first elected in 2010, which, as David said, was a good year because he was also first elected in 2010. And then the council, every year, each political party, in fact, puts forward a nominee to be elected as the next year's deputy mayor. And we have what's called an informal vote of the councillors. And it's not really elected on political grounds. So hopefully members of the council look at the candidates and decide on the basis of their experience and the way they've behaved in council and so on, who would make the best representative of the district of Winchester for a year as mayor. Once you're elected, and in fact I was the first, this is the first of my firsts, and I had a lot of firsts in my year. I was the first mayor of Winchester who was elected on the drawing of lots, because when I was elected, we had equal votes, I had equal votes with the other candidate. And so Stephen Wetnell, who was the returning officer at the time, put two pieces of paper in a box, one with an X on it and one without, and held them above his head, and I and the other candidate had to pick one without seeing, obviously. So it was the luck of the gods, whatever you like, that gave me the role. So I was the first mayor of Winchester to be elected by drawing of lots, which was quite entertaining at the time. But it stood, and I entered my year as a trainee mayor, as the deputy mayor. And that was... It's a very important year, as David will attest, that you get used to speaking to people, that you get used to representing the district, but also you have a lot of preparation to do for your mayoral year. So one of the most important things to do straight away is to choose the charities that you will support in your mayoral year, and then set up a team of charity fundraisers to help you organise various events. And seriously, if you haven't organised those events before the start of your mayoral year, it's going to be very hard, because once you start being mayor, as John said, actually it was over 550 engagements, not 500 engagements, over 550 engagements, just takes over your life, and you don't have really time to organise wine tastings or whatever. So I had a very good team from the charities that I selected helping me to do that. And the thing about being there is each mayor brings their own character, their own passions, their own ideals to the role. So David and I had very different years in a lot of ways. But each of us have brought our own passions and our own character to the role of being mayor. And I think that's what keeps it fresh, actually, and I think that's what keeps it interesting. Every year you get a new mayor of Winchester who's going to be completely different from last year's, which I think is a good thing. Another one of the firsts in my mayoral year was I was the first mayor of Winchester to sing at her own mayor-making ceremony. So in the interval when the former mayor leaves and goes out with the deputy mayor, and then you sort of the deputy gets dressed in the mayor's robes and the retiring mayor gets dressed out of their robes. There's some entertainment at the mayor making, which is a great ceremonial event in the Guild Hall in the main Battersea Hall. And my entertainment was the Wainfleet Singers, of which I am a singing member. So I'm a soprano in the Wainfleet Singers. And so about 80 of them, there's about 130 maximum in the crowd. We managed to get about 80 of them to the mayor making. And they were all lined up in front of the stage. And they did some singing whilst I was out getting changed. And then you march in to the sound of the moot horn being blown. Very entertaining. And it's a public event. You can all go along, actually. It's on Wednesday, tomorrow evening in the Guildhall from 7 o'clock. There'll be room in the balcony for members of the public. You're very welcome to come along and see it. It's great fun. Anyway, and the choir sort of moved back slightly to allow the platform party to get back onto the stage. But I, in my new robes and my hat and everything, joined the choir, and we sang Paris, I Was Glad. So if you know Paris, I Was Glad, fantastic. And once I'd sung that, I was completely relaxed and quite ready to get on with my speech of thanking the former mayor and explaining what I had, a few of my ideas for the coming year. So that was another of my firsts. So it's a ceremonial rather than a political role. We're not like an elected mayor of London or Birmingham or these modern American-style elected mayors. We are a traditional mayor. We are in a non-political role, a ceremonial role. We're there to represent the entire community and the city. And you are the first citizen of the city of Winchester. So after the Queen, or the Queen's representative, the Lord Lieutenants and so on, you are the most important person for that year in the city. And that's why we call the mayor, you know, the right worshipful, and we stand up when they enter and all the rest of it. Because you're showing respect not to the person, although it's nice to show respect to the person, but to the role, to the office of the Mayor of Winchester, which dates from about 1200. And we are, in fact, after the City of London's mayor, the Lord Mayor of London, we are the second oldest mayoralty in the country. And we're very proud of that. So in your year, you get to do the most amazing things and meet the most fascinating people. And you get to try different things. And one of the things I most enjoyed trying was reading for the Winchester Talking newspaper. I don't know if you've done it, David. And that was great. And it was only afterwards I was told that this, in fact, had been my audition. And in fact, I did it quite well. So would I like to do it again? Once I stopped being mayor, and I said, actually, yeah, it was great. And that's been my year last year. It was wonderful to try a few new things, and at the end of the year to decide that actually some of these wonderful charities that I'd been introduced to in that year, I could then support. So I'm delighted that I am a very occasional reader for the Winchester Talking newspaper, and I'm not quite as hoarse as this usually. I've had a horrible cough for some weeks, which is nearly gone. But not quite. Anyway, so that was great fun. And one of the personal legacies of my mayoral year is reading for you, which I've enjoyed. I chose 5 charities to support, which was because I really found it so difficult to choose less than that. And there are so many fabulous charities out there. So I chose 2 national ones, Combat Stress and Music for All, because music is one of my passions. And 3 local charities, Home Start, Street Reach, which we're collecting for this afternoon, and Winchester Youth Counselling. So young people, children, mental health issues were what I was trying to raise money for. And I did lots of weird things to help raise the money. So as well as having a ball up at Worthy Down, a dancing at Downton event in the Great Hall, a concert, a quiz in the Guild Hall, A concert with students and the Wayne Fleet Singers in the cathedral, which was fabulous. We had another concert at St. Swithin School with the Cathedral Girls Choir and former choristers, because my daughter used to be in the Girls Choir. But as well as all those fabulous sort of cultural events, I also did a few mad sponsored things. So in September, I did a 90-mile cycle ride round the Winchester district, including going to Bishop's Hall, which was above and beyond, I can assure you, on an ordinary bike. And I said at my extended mayor's retiring speech, I said that the most important lesson I learned from cycling over the South Downs, 90 miles all the way around the district on my bike, was that I needed to buy an electric bike. And that's what I've done. So now I'm back to enjoying cycling, because an electric bike flattens out those wretched hills, most of which I had to push up. So that was entertaining. And the other two sponsored things that I did were towards the end of my year. And very much the sort of thing that not every mayor is going to want to do. One of which was an abseil down the Spinnaker Tower, together with six other mayors from across the district. And in order to do that, I did a training exercise. So I'd never done any abseiling before, and I was rather anxious about this abseil. But I was due to visit the fire station, and I knew the fire station had a tall tower that they do various training things from. So I phoned them up, and I said, is there any chance that you could help me to learn to abseil down your tower when I come to visit? And they were fantastic. They brought a couple of experts up from somewhere in the West Country. They set it all up for me. I had two abseils down their tower. Somebody filmed it all for the student newspaper. So actually, if you go on YouTube, you might even find the film of me abseiling down. So once I'd done that with the fabulous fire brigade, although the Spinnaker Tower is actually 10 times as high, it was actually very enjoyable, because I was confident, I knew what I was doing, and it was perfectly safe. I kept telling myself that. And the final thing that I did, which sponsored thing, which was quite insane, was a wing walk. And I think you've probably seen the photographs of me on top of a... There's no walking actually required in wing walking. It's more of a scramble onto the top of the biplane, and then you get well attached to a sort of strut. And then you just... the only bit you can move is your arms. And the pilot said to me, the more you move your arms, the more I will move the plane. So if you don't want to do too much diving and weaving and going up and down and all the rest of it, just stand still. And I'll just sort of fly around a bit and then come back down. So I thought, well, I'm afraid I'm the sort of person that took this as a personal challenge. So instead of just standing there nicely with my arms out, I was doing all this as much as I could. And with, when you're in a sort of 300-mile-an-hour wind with the plane flying around, it's quite hard to hold your arms up in a Wonder Woman's symbol. But that was what I was trying to do. So a lot of the time I was up there, I was moving my arms and the plane was moving around. So that was quite entertaining.
Terrifying.
But I reassured David that this was not now a traditional mayoral activity. He did not.
No.
Quite pleased that I didn't have to do that. So some things have been consigned to history. So when I used to turn up to mayoral engagements on my own, because my husband worked all the time I was mayor, and he came to join me in the evenings and at weekends, but during the working week, I just did things on my own. And I used to turn up to events in my Fiat 500, which was my mayoral car. And unless you're in your mayoral robes, there is no official car for the mayor anymore. And the official mayor for the car is a rather upmarket taxi, and not a special, you know, city car or anything. There's no foreign travel included anymore, so mayors used to zip off to Winchester in is it Virginia? Yeah. Somewhere in America. Yeah. For a couple of weeks. No, none of that. And lavish hospitality is also off the menu. So you tend to live off canapes. which was just as well, because in order to do the wing walk, I had to lose a stone. Which was part of my... So that was my own personal challenge during my mayoral year, was to only survive on canapes and lose weight doing it, which I managed to do enough to get on the top of the plane, so that was all right. Some of my other firsts, so first singing at mayor-making. I was the first mayor to start using Twitter. So I used to tweet as at Mayor Winchester, and I'm delighted to say that Councillor McLean has continued with tweeting, and it's a great way of reaching out to a whole new mayoral audience out there in the district. And the young people love it, and some old people like it as well, actually. And if you just tweet about every engagement you have, just a little bit about it, helps to raise the profile of the charity or the organisation you're visiting, but also it gives people a really good idea of how busy you are as Mayor of Winchester. So if you want to look at the Twitter account, it's at Mayor Winchester, and we're both hoping that Councillor Pearson, who's this year's deputy, will continue with that. He might need a little encouragement. I was the first mayor to join the Gay Pride Parade, and that was entertaining. So I was in my full mayoral robes, carrying a rainbow flag and marching down the streets of Winchester with a very entertaining assortment of other people on the parade, which is great fun. And I was very keen to open up Abbey House, which is the mayor's official residence. We're only one of five districts left in the country who actually has a mayor's official residence. Unfortunately, you can't move in. There are no bedrooms or indeed bathrooms. So I'd be very tired and smelly if I hadn't moved into Abbey House. But it's a fabulous, historic building that belongs to the city, and it's a wonderful way to have mayoral events, which are a step away from the sort of politics that goes on in the Guildhall. And it does help very much to emphasise that distinction between the political, party political stuff that goes on in the Guildhall and the actual community-wide representation of the city which the mayor represents. And it's a great place for holding, you know, receptions and meetings. And we used to have, we had some mayoral talks there, and I arranged for them to happen over our lunchtime, and there was no charge. People just made a donation as they were leaving. So I tried to open up Abbey House. And Heritage Open Days, we had over 600 people each day going through Abbey House on the Heritage Open Days. And I will say that David has done an enormous amount of work this year on bringing Abbey House up in terms of decoration, and he's had insisted that City Council pay for the carpets to be replaced, and that the outside of Abbey House is significantly improved. The gardening has been fantastic, and he's done a great job doing that this year, so all credit to him for that. I introduced a new award for schools, so that, because I knew that the mayor is very regularly invited to primary schools, but you just turn up in your robes and you sort of say hello and you go away again. And I wanted to leave them with a reminder of the mayor's visit. So I introduced from September last year a mayor's award for schools, and each head teacher was invited to choose two children from the school to receive a mayor's award, and they could be for any reason. I mean, I suggested that it could be the child who's made the most improvement in the last, say, term in any area, sport, academic, behaviour, attendance, whatever. And then the second one was for the child that had consistently done well in an area, either in behaviour or consistently. You know, one of those children, there's no trouble at school. They sit at the back, they just get on with their work. You know, they're consistently good, but they're consistently then not a problem, so they tend to be ignored. So I wanted to give one of those children a Mayor's Award as well. So that was very successful, and they loved it. And the schools really embraced that. So I think you've continued with that, David, and let's hope that... No, exactly. And we're hoping that Councillor Pearson will continue with that. I also used a dining room in Abbey House as a dining room for the first time for about 6 years. Because basically we were running out of money, so we couldn't have a dinner for 40, which is what you have upstairs in the main reception room. And it was towards the end of my year, and that we had a new dean to welcome and a new chief executive of the city council. So we decided we would have a proper dinner in the dining room, which hadn't been used for a long time. But it's a great opportunity. There's a lot of city council silverware, candelabra, you know, all sorts of historic stuff, which is just usually lives in a vault somewhere in the Guildhall. So we were able to get that out, and we can seat 14 people around the dining room table in Abbey House. And it was lovely to have this very select dinner party to welcome, on behalf of the city, our new dean and her family and our new chief executive. So that was a great thing to do. So one of the most important things you do as mayor is to say thank you. And I loved to meet all those hundreds of volunteers, like yourselves, who give up your time and your talents voluntarily to support your organisation or your charity or whatever. And of course, the culmination of the year for the mayor in terms of saying thank you is the Mayor's Awards evening. That for me was really the highlight of my year, the Mayor's Awards evening, when you officially present Mayor's Awards to volunteers from all over the district who were nominated by local parish councils or other city councillors, or just by local members of the community for a Mayor's Award. And every year we get 200 or 300 more Mayor's Award recipients, and I'm always astonished at the breadth and the commitment of all those people who are given awards. So please, if you do know somebody who hasn't had a Mayor's Award and who justifies having a Mayor's Award, you want to recognise the commitment and what they give to their community, please do let the Mayor's Office know in time for the Mayor's Awards, which happen in about March, April. So from the new year onwards, think about nominees for the Mayor's Awards. As I say, that's the most important role of the mayor, is to say thank you and to recognise the commitment that people make. Finally, legacy. So I hope that the legacy of my year as mayor is greater engagement with the mayoralty and greater access to elements of the mayoralty like Abbey House. A greater role for the deputy mayor. I thought it was very important that the deputy mayor should be given as many opportunities as possible to do engagement so that they felt ready for their mayoral year. And I think David was quite happy with being kept busy in his deputy mayoral year. I think I did a good job training you up, David.
Yes, darling.
Twitter, I think, is a great legacy thing, and we do hope that it will continue. And Heritage Open Days at Abbey House, I hope those will continue as well. My personal legacy from the year, well, I'm being asked to sign up to do everything because people think I've got nothing to do now, but of course I am a city councillor. I am still singing with the Wainfleet Singers, and in fact I'm now their deputy chair, and I'm also organising the 5th Worthies Festival in September next year. We need some sponsors for that, by the way, so if anybody would like to chip in a couple of £1,000 for the marquee or the fireworks, I'm looking for some new sponsors for those. But my personal legacy is I now know there's nothing I can't do if I put my mind to it, and that a year of saying yes to things is a very good idea. And I also ended up with a rather splendid wardrobe of clothes that look as if I've just come from a wedding. So I will be stuck now in the fashions of 2017 for the rest of my life, I think. But thank you. It was a fabulous year as mayor, it's a huge privilege to represent the city and a huge privilege to meet so many wonderful people during the year. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.